News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Climate Change Advisory Council is urging government to take immediate action to implement sustainable construction methods to reduce emissions in this sector. And its chair, Mary Donnelly, joins us now this morning. Good morning to you. Can I ask you, first of all, just to explain, cement seems to be the main problem here. Will you explain to people listening who may not know the sort of implications of why cement is a problem, what the issue is?
So cement, if I just start with cement globally, it represents about 7% of global emissions, which means it is more. It gives more emissions than shipping, aviation, and long-haul trucks combined. So it's a really big emitter of CO2 into our atmosphere. And in Ireland, it emits more than 2.5 million tonnes of emissions every single year. So this is why cement is particularly being targeted at the moment. And of course, the question you have to ask, and indeed we have to answer as well, is what can we do as an alternative to using cement? And that's what the council is recommending, that in fact we move to sustainable construction methods instead of using as much cement as we have. We all know we have a challenge here in Ireland with housing. We need to build the houses. And what we're recommending is that we move to construction of houses using modern methods of construction and using timber frame.
Okay, because that's what people will be thinking next. Well, if cement is such a big emitter, and I'm still not sure I'm not in any way disputing the fact. In what way is cement causing those carbon emissions, Mary? Is it the production of it? What is the actual issue?
There's two parts to it. Firstly, to produce cement, you need temperatures of 900 degrees or more even.
Okay.
And in order to get that kind of a temperature, the production process involves using fossil fuels, oftentimes coal, for example. So that's one source of the emissions. But of course, the actual production process of clinker, which is the halfway house there to cement, involves the release of carbon dioxide. The actual chemical process involves the release of carbon dioxide.
Okay.
So you get it on both sides.
All right, because I was wondering why it was so impactful. Okay, so we have that issue and that is understood. So is the solution then for people who are kind of going, well, I want to build a house, and we all know that we have a housing crisis. So we're looking at timber frame. We're looking at moving into a different model of building. I mean, a lot of people would say we should be doing that anyway for a variety of other reasons as well, including cost and speed and efficiency.
That's exactly right. And if I just do a comparison, in Ireland last year, we built about 24% of houses had a timber frame. But if I look at Scotland, 80% of their houses are timber frame, and they have a very similar climate to ourselves.
Yeah.
So the opportunity really does exist. As you say, they're faster to build, they're cheaper. It's an outlet for our own forests because we export half of our wood, so we could use that at home. So the opportunity really does exist for us to shift our construction process into timber frame, for example.
And is there a reluctance to do so because of old habits dying hard, or cultural issues, or vested interests, or what's preventing this? Because this looks like it's a no-brainer, as they might say.
Well, we've had a very slow change to our building regulations and to the guidelines in construction. And as a consequence, our construction industry has not typically used timber frame in their processes. Now, this is starting to move. The building regulations have been clarified that, yes, you can build with wood and you can build beyond three floors, provided, of course, it's the proper kind of wood, naturally enough. But also, if I look at what the architects and the engineers are coming out with, they're starting to identify this as a key issue in the design phase. Because if you get it right in the design phase, then you'll get it right in the construction phase.
And you're talking to government, obviously, and urging them to take action. What are they saying?
They have set up a working group on it, which is good. But the difficulty is we need action now. We need it immediately. We have to move much faster on these things than we have done up until now. This is a very good illustration of where there is a technological answer at least in part, to our problems. We have to move much faster to use it and incorporate it into our construction methodologies.
OK, and last question before you go, Mary. The government are saying that they're going to deploy carbon capture and storage technology in industry and in incineration and in cement manufacturing. In your view, is that enough?
Well, it could, when working, be a big contributor. And certainly cement is a hard to decarbonise sector. So exploration into whether carbon capture and storage can work in Ireland is certainly something we should start doing right now.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Mary Donnelly, their chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.